Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, October 16th. The world is in the greatest crisis humanity's ever faced. Get ready.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.
Don't worry, they're here.
Well, maybe next year.
Paul Ryan publicly gave an interview, former leader in the House, and said everything hinges on Republicans being compliant for the New World Order agenda to get through. Rhino Paul Ryan says herd mentality of Never Trumpers, the key to stopping Trump in 2024. This reminds me of Ezekiel Emanuel and others back when they were writing Obamacare, bragging, oh, we wrote it to triple prices and screw the middle class. And make sure we kill everybody at 75. These are quotes. It's all one big, sick, disgusting club of parasites and sycophants that have been in control of our country for at least 50 years that are running us into the ground that have nothing but disgusting disdain for us. There's so much big news. Xi Jinping has been voted in by the Communist Party, not by the people, as dictator for life, so no need to even have any more votes anymore every 4 years or so. He is now supreme dictator for life, and it says he's putting China on a full war footing to take on the West after being built up by the same criminals that have hijacked and run our country. We're going to be getting to some of those interesting clips of the dictator in chief coming up. Got a lot of World Economic Forum news, a lot of economic and military news, a ton of censorship and Kanye West and MIA news. And yes, if you're tuning in on TV, I did this a few years ago and grew it back out, but got a haircut yesterday, and my wife looked at it and she said, I think it's time for you to give up the ghost and just shave your head. So I went to the bathroom and shaved it off and walked out and freaked her and my daughter out. But the media says I'm Lex Luthor, the supervillain, so I might as well go with the look, huh? Mr. Clean, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I didn't do the best job getting it all, but I'm going to try to shave a little bit cleaner tomorrow morning. I didn't have any new razors. Once I buzzed it and I had a dull razor, I was trying to get it all chromed up. But don't worry, I'll get that done for everybody. But folks don't tune in to see my ugly mug. They tune in to get the analysis, the information. Information you're not going to get really anywhere else. And boy, I'm trying to take a deep breath here because this is going to be a big broadcast. They're all big, but this is just insane. And we're going to be going over every stinking bit of it today. And when I say stinking bit of it, we're going to be covering it all. Also, attempts by the left to poo-poo anybody that questions 2020 election fraud. Carrie Lake destroyed Dana Bash live on CNN. We're replaying that because the Democrats are still saying it's basically illegal to question elections, though they famously are the big ones that question elections. And we already see Stacey Abrams in Georgia preparing everyone, saying if she loses, the Republicans have stolen it from her. But you can't question an election, but she can. So that's all coming up today and so much more. Yesterday I did a really important 2-hour commercial light transmission, and We knocked it out of the park on World War III and on how they're setting up COVID camps for political dissidents. The latest developments there, that's also now archived at band.video and infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Sunday, and we're live.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if they continue to cancel Kanye West, pop star, MIA, and anybody else who questions any establishment narrative, folks like Kanye are doubling down, so is MIA. The breaking of the dam is happening on the establishment's information control. We the people are winning. Kanye West's latest in-depth interview where he really takes the establishment of the woodshed is posted at InfoWars.com. We're playing some excerpts tonight. Here's the first one.
But I'm talking about put out my White Lives Matter tee. The White Lives Matter tee don't say nothing. It don't say DEF CON or nothing on it, right? Mm. I'm like, put it out. And he's telling me, like, yo, I want you to visit the Holocaust Museum. And I was like, yo, I want you to visit Planned Parenthood. That's our Holocaust Museum. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I put my life on this at this point. Because they've been f***ing with me too long. Mm. They put the crazy narrative out there. My Jewish trainer, Harley Pasternak, who's Lizzo's trainer, put it out when I went to the hospital, put it in the press. Oh. I got a bunch of friends that went to the hospital. It didn't go to the press. They did that just like they did in the documentary on the third episode to say, we love Ye like the rest of y'all. We know he a genius like the rest of y'all. But sometimes you got to turn the camera off on them. So they'll go and get a dude that's supposed to be my friend that's been taping me the whole $10.
I thought you co-signed that.
I ain't co-signed it, but you get used to that. Paparazzi taking a picture of you, you ain't getting no money off it. Right. You just get used to getting screwed by the Jewish media. Mm. And I'm saying, y'all done poked the bear too f***ing long. When I wore the White Lives Matter tee, I had 4 SoFi Stadium shows. They canceled my shows. I said it's up.
So there's a big frustration in the black entertainment industry going back really 50, 60 years that it is a fact that most of their managers are Jewish. Most of the Hollywood leadership is Jewish. That's a fact. And leftist Jews at that, kind of the ADL variety, don't want to put all Jews in that category. It's wrong. A lot of great Jews, a lot of great Chinese people, a lot of great Mexicans, but there are a lot of bad Mexicans, a lot of bad Germans, a lot of bad Jews, a lot of bad of every group. But I watched the whole interview, and he lays out how leftist organizations in Hollywood are creating racial division in America to control us, and he's pointing out that, hey, 70-some percent of black people never got born in America because of Planned Parenthood that was set up to target and get rid of black people. Kanye knows what he's talking about. I don't particularly go down the road of him saying it's a Jewish problem, but it's definitely a problem of leftists using racial division and calling everybody else racist when they're using racist terminology. I mean, if you tune into the ADL and their meetings and summits, if you just flipped it around and had them wear red armbands with swastikas, you'd think you're hearing Hitler. I mean, it is all racial. white people are bad, all white people but the ADL are bad, and the ADL is going to lead all the brown people in a war against the devil white people, and we've got to fire all the white people, we've got to kick all the white people out of any positions of power. I played a clip of a Trilateral Commission CFR member last week at the Cato Institute saying we got to shut off U.S. industry because it's a symbol of white power. That's pure horse crap. Getting rid of industry and pipelines and factories hurts the average person of every damn color. But they said, industry and any independence in America is white. What? The top nine richest per capita groups for average income is Asians. And that's because the stereotype's true. Asians, on average, have higher test scores, work really hard than Hispanics, blacks, or whites. I mean, it's just a fact. So you sit back and you see all this, and you turn on Netflix or Amazon or HBO or anything, and it's almost every narrative is white people are bad. And we all see that. And Kanye West sees this, and he says, really? Who's telling us to be divided? Who's telling us this? It's Hollywood. It's the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. And they hide behind claiming everybody's a racist but them, because I don't care whether you're William Jefferson Clinton or whether you're Larry Summers. I don't care if you've got an Irish last name or a German last name or a Chinese last name or a African last name. If you're pushing the New World Order and division and control, you're part of the problem. And it's true that the ADL is the closest thing to a Nazi organization America has. And it has power. And it has control. And it teaches racial division and racial identity. Just all the other groups are good and white people are bad, except the ADL. And that's how corrupt prisons operate, not just here but other parts of the world, where they'll stick Sunnis and Shiites in a Muslim country in two different parts of the jail. Then the warden and the guards play those two groups off against each other for control, even though they're all the same genetic, same people, look almost alike. And if you take America, they divide the prisons, where you don't really have any Asians in prison much in the Midwest. It's black, Hispanic, and white. Now, if you're on the East or West Coast, there's some Asians in there. It's whites, Asians, blacks, Hispanics. And they all kind of have their own leader that self-enforces. And if you're white and you go to prison, a real prison, you got to get with the white supremacist. It doesn't mean you're a white supremacist, but you just get beat up and killed if you don't. Same thing, you're black, you go to prison, and you don't get under the black gang. You may not hate white people, maybe you love white people. Maybe your mama's white, whatever. The point is, or your daddy, you don't join the black gang, you get hurt, you get killed. Hispanic gangs, same thing. Most of those Hispanic gangs aren't anti-black or white or anybody, but it's still La Raza, the race, the people. And if you don't join that gang, you get hurt or you get killed. So that's what the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center Democratic Party are doing, is they've got an open-air prison going. They got all this media to make all the gangs fight with each other. And while we're all busy fighting with each other and hating on each other, and oh, it's all the cops' fault. Let the Democrats take the cops over. They'll be good. No, they won't. The cops are a diverse group as well. So they're trying to blame the cops and say they're all bad because fighting with them. Since the whole Black Lives Matter thing started, I got statistics today, there's more than doubling the number of police officers killed each year. And there's more than double the crime rate in homicide areas on average, and it's more than triple in black areas. It's mainly black people dying because the police are scared to go into those areas, because if they make a mistake or something doesn't look right, they go to jail themselves. So this is the designed breakdown of society, and Kanye West is sharp, self-made, and he's pissed. And he doesn't like what's happening. And I think the way that the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been so racial to the highest level that you can't say that Kanye West is anti-Semitic. When you have organized groups saying we're good because we're leftist Jews and everybody else is bad, who's white, and then we're going to be like the warden of the prison of everybody fighting with each other. What Kanye West is doing is a revolutionary act. That's why I decry white supremacy, black supremacy, Hispanic conspiracy, any of this stuff. And I decry radical Muslim supremacy. And I decry any type of forced Christian supremacy where Christians want to make you follow their rules and dominate you. I'm an American. I believe in religious freedom, cultural freedom. So this is a big topic that needs to be discussed, and I'm going to open the phones up tonight to talk about it. I get accused by a lot of these groups are funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. It's come out. By the white supremacist groups, because I try to have unity as secretly working for Israel and all this other crap. And then they go out and attack all Jews, claiming all Jews are bad people. No, there are Jews who use the Holocaust and the wrong things Hitler did when America, who's and the Russians beat Hitler, you know, we're not Hitler, to then say, oh, their political opposition are Nazis, because that's an effective thing, because people don't want to be called Nazis. Well, at a certain point, you've got to blame the groups calling everybody Nazis for creating racial division and say that that's wrong. And that's what Kanye West is saying and Kanye West is doing. I don't so much think it's a Jewish thing, as he's saying, as it's an elitist establishment ruling class using divide and conquer. And that's just those members of Hollywood using that technique. But regardless, he's thrown down the gauntlet in a big way. We'll come back, cover a lot of the news, give the phone number out, and we'll have a big talk about it tonight. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From it. Because the people who are using these systems of control, whether they're the KKK and their failures and the joke they are, or whether it's the true organized evil of the ADL using racial control, in the final equation, we will fall as a species if we don't learn to work together. But we can't follow those dividing us and then claiming they're our leaders and that they know how to unify us. We have to, through culture and ideas and through the American ideal of the melting pot, truly agree on what a better free society is and celebrate our collective freedoms and justice that we stand for and that we unify behind. And that in every number and every statistic is happening from Brazil to Germany to the United States. The reason they hate Trump is he's got triple the number of black folks voting for him, double the number of Hispanics voting for him, and the numbers are growing because Trump actually unifies around justice and prosperity and freedom. That's why they're scared. That's why they're scared of us. And that's why I don't fight the racial division of the left by engaging in a racial division against them. I take the high road. And here's a great example. Doesn't matter what color you are, or where you came from, or what your religion is. You're being targeted by the globalists for depopulation with these deadly shots that have been proven to be a fraud and a lie. And if we unify around exposing the globalists, the main threat to humanity, we have a real shot at not just survival, but at a future together. But if we let big tech and big media and Hollywood, with communist China funding and owning four of the six big production houses now, pumping out anti-white, anti-American racial division 24/7, if we don't realize it's a trick and a game and rise above it, they're going to win. And that beautiful people like Dr. Zelenko, an amazing Orthodox Jew, or ultra-Orthodox, they would call him, understood all this, and he brought it up on air and said we shouldn't go along with it. So there are beautiful people from every group and every organization and every culture. We're all made by God, and we need to understand this, but there's a real holocaust of abortion against our children of every color. There's a real holocaust with these poison shots, and that's the reality. And it's Hollywood that's been conscripted by the deep state to discriminate against people that don't want to take an experimental shot or don't want to give it to their children or who don't want therapeutics documented to work being kept from them. And that should be one of the main unifying issues we talk about, or the right to not be surveilled or the right to not be censored. We should talk about what we agree on and defend it together and then celebrate our collective victories. And that's why they want me off air, because I love you. whether you're a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or an agnostic or black or white or brown or old or young or Chinese or Mexican, it doesn't matter. If you love liberty and you love God and you love justice, I'm your brother. So look at this. U.S. extends COVID public health emergency despite Biden announcing pandemic over because they're getting ready to do it again. Just did 2 hours yesterday on that. Emergency Saturday broadcast is archived at InfoWars.com. And Bill Maher knows the public's awake. Bill Maher, COVID overreaction caused huge learning losses and inflation, not the pandemic itself. Yes, the virus didn't cause 65 extra million people to starve to death the last 2.5 years. The lockdown did. And so this is the smarter rats leaving the sinking ship. And when the rats know they're not going to get away with what they were part of, what they did, because he went along with it all, they're going to run for cover when the lights get turned on. So we're winning. Look at this one. Biden's HHS and CDC paid screenwriters and comedians to mock the unvaccinated, to discriminate against those of us who wanted bodily autonomy. That isn't a black thing. That isn't a white thing. It's not a Hispanic thing. It's not an Asian thing. It's a human thing. And I already told you this was going on. Billions of dollars to pay people to go out and lie and push the shots and pay people to go out and demonize and attack and call for violence, as you saw in the late-night comedy shows everywhere, about physically attacking people that don't take shots and how we're assaulting people if we don't wear a mask, when it was all a fraud and all a lie. These are the bullies. So I wish Kanye wouldn't make it a Jewish thing, because it's not just some leftist Jews that are involved in this. And it allows that to be spun into more division by making it about a group of people. Instead of all the great Jews, and there's so many countless ones out there, that are fighting the tyranny as well. In fact, the paradox, and Zelenko made this point, was it's a over-representation of Jews fighting the COVID tyranny and an over-representation of Jews in media pushing it. Well, that's just because these are prominent, engaged people. And I'm not up here as an apologist for the Jews. My God, the ADL calls for my arrest and is an absolutely criminal organization. But I don't count them as Jews. I count them as a mafia organization. I don't count La Cosa Nostra and blame Italians. If an Italian mobster shook me down or did something wrong to me, I wouldn't then hate my neighbor that had an Italian last name. It's the same damn thing. I oppose the Communist Party of China. I don't oppose Chinese people. I oppose MS-13. I don't hate Central Americans. I oppose the Mexican mafia. I don't hate Mexicans. I oppose the KKK. That doesn't mean I hate white people from Louisiana. And they try to dumb this down and distract us from what's really going on. And it's disgusting. Look at this. Pop star, MIA. Top story the last 3 days. Dropped from GQ Awards after tweet defending Alex Jones. Now I want to explain something. I'm not knocking Kanye for his frustration and what he's been through and what he's personally seen. And he has a right to say what he's saying. And I understand he feels pushed around, so he's fighting back hard. And I respect him, and I back him 100% in his free speech. I'm just saying, when you get the New World Order to trick you to get on their racial or spiritual or historic infight, we should promote our worldviews, promote our ideas that are superior, and then people will come to those and we'll win. But when you come out and you say, it's the Jews, now you're entering the realm that the controllers want you to be in. Instead of just opposing the agenda and calling for unity, it's not effective. It's part of the globalist plan. I'm not criticizing Kanye. I'm just giving Kanye my advice. I understand he's pissed. He has a right to be. And he is right that Hollywood's the tip of the spear creating racism in this country, and it's disgusting. I salute him for wearing White Lives Matter as well, because that's the truth. All lives matter. We're going to give the number now when we come back. Cover so much news. Stay with us.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics.
products. We are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, folks. Man, does this song not go well with the show? With me. And I'm feeling real shot down. And feeling me. No more. You know, I'm not feeling shut down. No, I'm not feeling mean with all the divisional lies. countless people call me, friends, family. How are you taking it? Million-dollar judgment, demonized on every news channel. Well, this is an evil, corrupt system. It's hurting people, doing a lot of bad things. They just launched a bioweapon attack on us and a poison shot, starting World War III and getting rid of our borders and shipping in fentanyl and promoting pedophilia. So if these people aren't after me, the Democratic Party, the deep state, the same ones that finance billions of dollars of ridicule and attacks and calls for violence by mainstream media against the American people that don't take poison shots, if I wasn't being attacked by these people, there'd be something wrong with me. So no, I'm not down. I'm not depressed. I'm not defeated because I have an incredible audience of activists of every race, color, and creed that love justice and God. And I have brothers and sisters watching right now that I know have my back. And I've got this amazing crew. And I knew the last 30 years, 28 years on air, what my mission was. And I've been led by God. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I'm led by God. And I'm doing exactly what I was made by God and born to do. And so are you. And we are on the verge of massive human awakening. It's already here. And that's why the corrupt system's panicking. But specifically, cancer culture and the fact that all these big, prominent, top hip-hop people, black and white, are coming out against the censorship, against the New World Order, and against the Holocaust of abortion, and against the World Economic Forum, and endorsing InfoWars, whether it's MIA or Kanye West, both defended me the last week. They're all in. They know defending Alex Jones is the symbol that they understand we're coming together. That's why Louis Faircon, who is incredibly smart, has an unbelievable amount of energy, and who said things I disagree with, a lot of things I agree with, that's why we were banned, double banned, 3 years ago, the second ban by Facebook, and Facebook said Louis Faircon and Alex Jones are in a special category. They're the only people you're allowed to call for violence against or attack, but no one's allowed to support them or say they're good or you'll be banned. That was actually said all over the news. Why? Because I've gone and met with Louis Farrakhan, spent 10, 12, 14 hours with him, talked to him about how to end the racism, bring us all together, admit bad things have been done to black people, but also admit that white people are being attacked now and manipulated and that the globalists are playing us off against each other. And that's what Kanye West is saying wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. All lives matter. Of course white lives matter and black lives matter. And we can't let the establishment sit there and use a few bad things black people do or a few bad things white people do and then make us all hate each other. It's stupid. But we're all under attack by the same globalist forces. And that's what Kanye's talking about. And, you know, Kanye's probably as smart as I am, probably smarter. So I'm not going to sit there and second guess what he's doing. And he just said, look, you jumped the shark. I'm pissed. This is what's going on. And from his experience, I'm not denying what he's saying. I'm simply saying that there are people of every group and organization that want to be in the big tent of freedom. And that's why you wore a White Lives Matter shirt, Kanye. And so I believe in your free speech to say what you want. I'm simply saying you're right. The establishment's using you. But the establishment isn't just your Jewish manager. The establishment's people like Piers Morgan and Chris Cuomo and Barack Obama. And the list goes on and on right up at the top. And the whole Queen of England and that whole group way above it all. And here's why I raise that. If I went along with this, there'd have been 10 news trucks in our offices tomorrow. We've had ABC News, CBS News, CNN, and Chris Cuomo with his new show, and Piers Morgan, and all of them wanting to come here tomorrow. And I told them on Friday, I told my crew, the producer talking to them, I said, I will talk to all of them, but it's live or I'm not going on. And guess what? Both Chris Cuomo and both Piers Morgan have live shows. With floundering ratings, by the way. But they know if I go on there, or Kanye West goes on there, or Andrew Tate goes on there, instead of Piers Morgan's show having a million viewers, it'll have 20 million viewers, like it just did with Andrew Tate. And all he did for 30 minutes was attack Andrew and lie about him. He needs Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate doesn't need him. Andrew Tate's the most Googled guy in the world. Andrew Tate's successful. He's a world champion kickboxer. He's a badass guy. They've lied about and things about it. But that doesn't matter. He attacked him for being friends with me. And Andrew Tate wouldn't throw me under the bus. And it made him even madder. So I told, you come here and you do your show live, punk. And you'll have your 50 million viewers you want. The biggest show I ever did on CNN was with me, 20 million viewers. His average show had 3 million viewers back then. I said, you come here and try your crap with me live on air. You can have 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. And I will mop the floor with you. Oh, we're not coming then. Because the last time he let me live on air with him, I beat the living intellectual snot out of him. And I told all these other punks, I told them, we're not doing taped interviews like Megyn Kelly did. Never again. You don't get your taped interviews so you can edit this stuff out of context and lie about me. And, of course, they stuck their tails between their legs and they peed on themselves because they're coward punks. Now, I'll do a taped interview with a lot of mainline organizations that are known for credibility. I'll go on them, but I will not sit down with liars so they can jump, cut, edit what I've said and done. Yep. Here's Morgan hanging around with the pedophile queen. Here's Morgan's a fraud and a coward. And I challenge his punk ass to come here and debate me live on air. He can have it be his cameras, his whole deal, but we're going to have cameras there to document what is said and what is done. Now, let me give the number out. The awakening's here, and as long as we don't kill each other over what color we are or where we're from during this crisis, as long as we go after the globalists politically and legally and lawfully and expose their New World Order agenda, they will go down, not us. Their only hope is to hide that they're the ones behind our pain, they're the ones behind the crises they admit they're organizing, and to expose them, and instead of us all going down, they'll go down and we'll all go up together. Like Robert F. Kennedy said, a rising tide raises all ships. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, specifically on censorship and what Kanye said and the establishment scared and the collapse of the corporate media and that whole debate. It's a big subject area, but that's what we're talking about tonight. 877-789-2539. And I welcome Kanye West here. And I welcome MIA here, and we can do it live if they want, or if they want to sign an agreement that I will give them a final cut, and we can do an hour-long talk, and I can give it to them, and they can do what they want with it, because I trust them. Not that they agree with me on everything, but I trust them, and they can put it out. But they don't need that. I'll just put it out raw, because that's what we do here, is unfiltered, raw information, and we've changed the world together. You did it by backing us, all of us together. I salute you. And we're coming together. I don't care what damn color your skin is. I want prosperity and justice and freedom and amazing things for you. Because I know how the universe works. When you have an amazing success, I'm going to have an amazing success. These globalist parasites think somebody's got to fail for them to be a success. Their age of Satan is coming to an end. We'll come back with your phone call straight ahead. I am the man in the arena.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off at checkout with promo code 1776 or 7076, an additional 10% off and no favorite points. This is by far the biggest sell of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
I fought with the devil,
got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. Spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I've withstood the pain.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls.
When I get that foggy feet.
And I want to cover all the news and information, but there's a few important things I want to hit right now that are so critical. I just sent the article to the producer to put on screen. We'll talk about it more next hour, but it illustrates everything I'm talking about. The New York Times came out and said, headline, "The new face of white supremacy is Hispanics." See, as soon as Hispanics go, I want property, I want free speech, I want due process, I want right to self-defense, I want right to religion, I don't want to hate white people, Well, oh, you're a white supremacist now. Here, I'll show you the headline. It's right here on my phone. I sent it to you guys. But I'll read it out on air. Overhead shot, please. New York Times lampooned for conspiracy theory that Hispanic Americans could be the new face of white supremacy. I'm going to get that article, and that's coming up. But let me talk about the demonization of InfoWars. Understand why the enemy's so upset. It doesn't matter if it's Candace Owens. It doesn't matter if it's Kanye West. It doesn't matter if it's Paul Joseph Watson. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or Chris Sky or Council of the People. They will tell you that either I'm the person that woke them up the most or first or had a major influence. It's not about credit. The enemy knows what we've done, what you've done supporting us, has changed the world. And that's why they've now admitted all over national television. I already played it last week. I'm not going to air the new clips. I saw a bunch more this weekend. People sent me. But the Democrat Party law firm that sued Remington out of existence, all the rest of it, saying we don't want money from Alex Jones. We want to shut him down. With their rigged court and rigged judge telling a jury I'm guilty and $1 billion, it's a joke. But as long as we have the money to fight in bankruptcy and to fight for these appeals, we'll always be on the air. They can't even silence us. And that's why they're so pissed, because they know that they'll never get away with what they've done. They know that our credibility is the highest it's ever been, that everything we've talked about is now coming true. And so as our credibility explodes, they are in full panic mode. We're doing more good a week on air now than we did in the previous 5 years. It's exponential, and I give you the support, and I thank you, and I really want to appreciate all of you. So, that's why the London Guardian and others want me arrested or fully silenced, because they are afraid of populism. Here is Jack Posobiec talking about the phenomenon, and then we've got Chris Sky talking about it as well. Now, we should never give up, but I commend them, and I say I will never give up. Then we'll start going to your phone calls. Here it is.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things. And the question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said, or do they want to destroy Alex Jones? Now, I think the answer is obvious, right, to anyone with the right thinking mind, that they want to take him down because he's a dissident. And The Guardian, by the way, if you go to theguardian.com right now, you can see Simon Jenkins. And what does old Simon have to say this morning? He says, only proper online regulations can stop poisonous conspiracists like Alex Jones, according to Simon Jenkins. But the question is, who gets to determine this? Who's allowed to define what reasonable freedom of speech is and what these limits are? Well, Simon says that he does, obviously. The government does. Like you saw the founder of Rolling Stone just say on Joe Rogan. It's as simple as this. The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away, particularly when it comes to online regulations, because they know that's the new digital public square. That's where people are. That's where people find themselves. So what do they want to do? They want to take away your ability to speak freely. Now, they can lie whenever they want. And I'm not even going to just talk about in generalities, like weapons of mass destruction or any of these things. But what I will point out is that Rachel Maddow in 2019 lied about One America News and said that they took money from Russia. Just a blatant lie. She had no proof and she knew it was lies, malicious. The courts threw that out because they said Rachel Maddow's show is obviously opinion. And even when she is exaggerating, she cannot be held liable for her opinions and exaggerations. It's not hypocrisy, though. It's hierarchy. There's one freedom of speech standard for people like Rachel Maddow, and another freedom of speech standard for Alex Jones. That's why you need to see conservative leaders who are so terrified to stand up say, we're not going to allow this crackdown on dissent We're not going to allow this episode to enshrine online regulations or any speech regulations in our country when it comes to politics. We're not doing that, and we don't stand for it.
All right, we got loaded calls here. Mike in England, Mr. Anderson in Michigan, Xander in Wisconsin, Rob in Alabama, Hammer, Hardy in Florida, Mike in New York. Your calls are coming up. Whole next hour will be your calls. We're going to go to the call in England first. But let me just point this out, then I'll play the Chris Sky clip later. People have really been pointing out that OxyContin killed probably 100,000 people, they estimate. The company's own documents showed they knew it would and loved it. They paid $665 million for the hundreds of thousands plus dead. And here's another meme pointing it out. Dick Cheney caused over a million deaths, lied about it. There's no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There's no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, against us. Penalty, million plus deaths, $0. Alex Jones, Sandy Hook was fake. Alex Jones, death caused zero, penalty, a billion. They're telling you right there, but trying to scare you. It's all pie in the sky. It's all smoke and mirrors. But great job, Jack Posobiec. You know, Jack, 4 years ago, came to Austin, wanted me to hire him. And I said, Jack, you know, I've already hired Owen Schroyer, who's as smart as you, and it's really hurting bad. I said, you're too independent. You're too good. I think you're going to do better working other places than here. I said, I just think, and now he is a thoroughbred. He is just absolutely kicking ass and more articulate than I am most of the time. And so it's, I just feel good to know that after 28 years, I plan to keep going a long time, but they think they're going to take me out and shut down the truth. It's just started. Good luck, New World Order. All right, let me talk about this. We'll go to break, and I promise come right back to Mike in England and others that are holding. We're listener-supported, plus we have great products you need. And we're running the biggest sale of the year. It's only going for a few more days. It's the big mega sale, 45% off, Save InfoWars special, with an additional 10% off on items up to 50%. So that's 60% off with double Patriot points on X3, on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, on the Great Reset and the War for the World. 10% off on that, but the signed or unsigned copy. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got the best D3 gummies with calcium. We've got the best organic vitamin C, 1100% with rose hips and zinc for your immune system. We've got it all. 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. 1776. 1776. Save InfoWars, 1776. Super sale. Extended. 10% off on all orders. Promo code 1776. If you really want to be a fundraiser and you really want to support what we're doing, get the signed copies that are $99. And you're like, well, that's way more than a book's worth. The Great Reset, War for the World, obviously. Just like PBS or NPR get billions of taxpayer money, but still do fundraisers, where, again, a T-shirt costs them $8, they sell it for $100. A coffee cup costs them $6, they sell it for $50. It's a memento that you donated. You're part of the organization, and it's a piece of history. So get the signed book for $90 now with the 10% off, or the unsigned for like $18 with the 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And there's one more fundraiser coin that's close to being sold out. That's the Man in the Arena 1 ounce silver dollar Teddy Roosevelt limited edition coin at 1776coin.com. You get $30 off of the coin, and you get free shipping with promo code 1776 at checkout at 1776coin.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.